Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news element sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Let's start at the heart of open source, where the Linux community has been making remarkable advancements, especially with the upcoming Linux 7.2 kernel. Early testing reveals that this release is packed with performance boosts, notably for those running Intel Xe3 graphics on the new Core Ultra Series 3 Panther Lake architecture. These systems are set for an official debut in August, and they're already promising a faster and more seamless experience for both developers and users. One of the standout features is a patch called KNOD, focusing on in-kernel network offloading to GPUs. Initially targeting AMD GPUs, KNOD allows data to move efficiently straight through the kernel without depending on user space libraries. The result? Faster networking, lower latency, and a refreshed approach to maximizing GPU efficiency for intensive tasks. If you're excited by new file systems, there's plenty to watch too, with the FAMFS file system generating major buzz at recent Linux conferences. Though not yet part of the mainline kernel, FAMFS is designed for shared access to vast files in memory, a real boost for complex workloads. Its ongoing debate and growing prominence show the community's determination to push the limits of what Linux file systems can handle. As is the case every year, software security remains a top priority, with the industry responding decisively to the ever-present threat of vulnerabilities. In just the past fortnight, we've seen patch releases roll out from all the major distros: Debian, Fedora, Mageia, Oracle, and SUSE. These updates cover a massive range of packages, plugging holes, and ensuring users benefit from the strongest possible defenses. It's yet another reminder for anyone running open source to keep systems current, because a well-timed update is often all that stands between safety and compromise. Beyond the world of code and security, let's talk about the tidal wave sweeping through our industry, artificial intelligence, and its impact on the workforce. Since 2022, the tech sector has experienced staggering change, with more than 800,000 job cuts reported globally. Big players like Meta, Microsoft, Oracle, and Amazon have been at the forefront, rebalancing their workforces to align with new realities shaped by AI. Just recently, I came across an account from a mid-level executive at Meta who had spent years assuming their position was unshakable. Practically overnight, that stability vanished as the company prioritized investment in AI and initiated sweeping cost-cutting measures, layoffs that, for many, came out of the blue. This isn't just a case of tech companies trimming the fat. It marks a profound shift in what it means to work in Silicon Valley and beyond. Experts suggest that, after years of rapid hiring, the industry is now recalibrating, seeking to achieve more with fewer people by embracing intelligent automation. The data shows it's not only entry-level jobs in the firing line, even experienced staff and management are finding themselves facing uncertainty and transitioning into different industries. For many former tech workers accustomed to climbing career ladders, this adjustment has brought home a sense of job precarity, similar to what lower-wage sectors have long endured. And it's sparking important discussions. How do we support and retrain those affected as the industry pivots to AI-driven roles? Equally crucial are the ethical questions now being raised around AI, particularly concerns over bias in systems and the risk of overzealous censorship. The growing power of large-scale AI models isn't just about automation and productivity. It's also redefining boundaries of free speech and shaping global discourse. Some fear that algorithmic bias and automated moderation could stifle criticism and diversity of viewpoints. As a result, many experts are calling on those who build and manage these technologies to have open, transparent conversations about their impact and societal responsibility. From a practical perspective, it's an evolving landscape, and that means new roles and opportunities for workers willing to adapt and upskill. With proactive training and strong support, transitioning tech workers can find new pathways into the rapidly growing fields of data science, robotics, and cybersecurity. Of course, the heart of these opportunities lies in the hardware driving tomorrow's breakthroughs, where there have been some serious moves to optimize workloads for machine learning and data crunching. Intel is rolling out its AI Compute Extensions, or ACE, which are designed to boost workload efficiency, especially in intensive data operations. These hardware-level improvements mean AI processors can run smoother than ever, setting the stage for a new era in software-hardware collaboration. Meanwhile, Qualcomm's recent focus on enhancing hardware drivers led to some shakeups, including disabling a few components in the upcoming Linux 7.3 kernel due to unresolved performance issues. The message is clear: Staying on top of these fast-changing developments helps organizations pick the right hardware, plan for the future, and maximize returns on their tech investments. But it's not just chips and code making headlines. Down in Southern California, a fascinating shift is underway in the local economy, rippling out from advances in the defense sector. Previously famous for show business, parts of SoCal are now being reshaped by a boom in defense-related industries, with new demand for real estate and manufacturing tied to Pentagon spending. Aerospace and defense businesses are expanding to take advantage of this government-backed surge, which means advanced manufacturing and innovation are taking the spotlight from the traditional world of entertainment. The knock-on effect is a job and investment landscape that's rapidly realigning, potentially offering opportunities for those affected by the tech layoffs we discussed earlier. It's a prime example of how broader economic shifts, powered by technology, can reshape whole regions and industries, from Hollywood to high tech. And now, from the world's factories and offices, let's launch ourselves into space for one of the most exciting stories of the year. The James Webb Space Telescope, JWST, continues to dazzle with discoveries that push the very limits of our cosmic understanding. Just this month, astronomers published research in the astrophysical journal Letters that reveals in stunning detail how enormous black holes sustain themselves by feeding on a complex filamentary network of gas flows. According to lead researcher Julie Hlavacek-Larondo, JWST's observations show that these strands of gas converge into a disk that constantly supplies the black hole with new material, fueling a self-sustaining cycle. This discovery not only challenges old ideas about how black holes accumulate mass, but also highlights how advances in observational technology, like JWST, are deepening our knowledge of the universe alongside breakthroughs here on Earth. In sum, whether you're tracking insider debates about kernel patches, contemplating ethical implications of AI, or marveling at the universe's biggest mysteries, it's an exciting time to be part of the tech world. Before we wrap up, let's zero in on some recommendations for staying ahead in these rapidly shifting times. First, always prioritize timely software updates. Those security fixes and performance enhancements are worth it in the long run. Second, if you're working with or building AI, engage in ongoing and honest ethical discussions about bias, censorship, and social impact. Third, support your teams and communities as technology changes. Provide training and resources for those moving into new skill areas. Finally, keep an eye on upcoming hardware advances, especially those targeting machine learning and data-driven applications, to guide your next major investment. Each of these trends matters, not just for what we build, but for how we live and engage with a world that's transforming at breakneck speed. So whether you're a Linux enthusiast, a sysadmin, a developer, or a cosmic explorer, stay curious and stay connected. That's all for this episode of Open Source News Elements, brought to you by Element.fm. Thanks for listening.